From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire. Reading Crota by Owl Going Back. Now let's begin with Crota. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Harley-Davidson's engine sputtered, chugged, and then tried to cut out. Buddy Jaworski looked down, watching in horror as the speedometer's needle fell toward zero. "Oh, shit," he said, downshifting to a lower gear and revving the throttle. The bike slowed, the engine sounding like a drowning swimmer gasping for air, the headlight dimmed. The engine gave a final cough and died. "Oh, shit," Buddy said again as he coasted to a stop. He pulled off his helmet and goggles, stared at the motorcycle in disbelief. "This can't be happening, not tonight, not now." He glanced at his watch, 5:40 p.m. In less than an hour, he had a date. Linda Chapman didn't go out with just anyone. She didn't have to. With the face of a goddess and the body of a tramp, she could take her pick of any boy at Logan High School. She usually did. It had taken him a month to work up the courage enough to ask her out. And then he had nearly fainted when she said yes. Of course, the only reason she was going out with him was because he rode a Harley. "How could you do this to me, you traitor?" Buddy shouted. The Harley, a 1948 Panhead, was his pride and joy. When he first bought it, it had been nothing more than a rusted frame, dented tank, and 5 cardboard boxes of greasy parts. It had taken 2 years of hard work and every penny he could scrape together to restore the big bike to running condition, but it was worth it. The first day he rode the Harley to school, he became the envy of all the other kids. He was the king, the streets, the parking lots, his king.